Thank you. Thank you very much for delivering this message to me. I am indebted to you for the trouble you've taken.
My lord, please carefully consider what to do. But if you want to help in this connection, there's not much time left.
My dear Brahmin, I'm so excited that Rukmini has invited me to kidnap her. I'm so glad she has sent you, as I'm eager for her too. Also, my mind has been absorbed, thinking of her, longing for us to unite, and because of my constant thinking of her, I can't even sleep at night. It's so obvious that her brother Rukmi, out of enmity towards me, has promised Rukmini to Shishupal. Ha! Of all people, Shishupal. How typical. As fire is extracted from wood, I'll take Rukmini away from the midst of all those princes who are up to no good, and those who protest I'll slay. Vali, tell Daruka to harness the horses. I want to leave immediately.
Upon receiving the order, Krishna's charioteer Daruka brought Krishna's chariot and four special horses. The first one, Shaivya, was green. The second, Sugriva, was greyish like ice. The third, Meghapushpa, was the colour of a new cloud. And the last, Balahaka, was of ashen colour. With the chariot ready to leave, Krishna helped the Brahmin up and gave him a seat by his side.
Please, hold on tight.
The horses were so fast that they covered the distance between Dwarka City and Kundina, which was of not less than 1,000 miles, in only 12 hours.